It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Earlier this week, a gun control proposal crafted by Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey and West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin was defeated by a vote of 54-46, short of the 60 votes needed to clear a procedural hurdle. The Toomey-Manchin proposal would have required background checks for all commercial gun purchases, including those made online and at gun shows. It would have exempted, however, private transfers of guns that had not been advertised for sale, as well as sales to people who live in remote areas, far from gun stores where background checks are conducted. Senator Pat Toomey joins us by phone from Pennsylvania. Senator Toomey, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
How surprised were you by the way this vote turned out?
Well, I can't say that I was shocked. I was a little disappointed, certainly. I think the gist of my legislation, the central idea of it, was to simply make it a little more difficult for people who have no legal right to own a firearm, to make it more difficult for them to obtain one. That's criminals and people who've been adjudicated as dangerously mentally ill. I don't think that's gun control. I think that's common sense. And so I was certainly disappointed. But, you know, our legislation was available online for a full week. People had a chance to look at it. I had a chance to discuss it with my colleagues. And by the time the vote came around, we had a pretty good idea of where it was heading.
You and Senator Manchin went out of your way to reach a compromise on this proposal in an effort to appease gun owners in particular. How would you characterize this legislation? You use the words common sense, but why wasn't this something that gun owners could live with?
Well, I think part of the problem was there was a great deal of misinformation about the legislation. So, for instance, accusations that it would create a gun registry, which nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, we explicitly forbid a gun registry, and we created a felony criminal penalty for any federal employee who were to attempt to create a gun registry. And we did put in a number of provisions which would enable law-abiding citizens to better exercise their Second Amendment rights. For instance, active-duty military people are currently forbidden from buying a gun in their home state. That makes no sense, and we repealed that. And sportsmen, when they travel across state lines, sometimes they go into a state that has very, very strict and harsh regulations, and they find themselves in trouble even though they're perfectly in compliance with their home state's laws and regulations. And so, you know, we fixed that problem. We did a number of things that I thought were very constructive. And so I was disappointed. I think a big part of the resistance that we faced was the misinformation that had been circulated prior to the vote.
How do you go about trying to pass gun control legislation when you have a gun lobby that is spreading this kind of misinformation?
Well, I don't want to ascribe ill motives to people. I think, rumors start, very frequently in Washington. When word got out that Senator Manchin and I were in discussions, there was a lot of speculation about what that would look like prior to the bill ever being finalized. And so one of the things we ended up having to do was try to explain to people that that speculation was unfounded, it was not accurate, and urge them to actually look at the legislation. In the end, it didn't work out. As I say, I'm disappointed, but I'm just not shocked.
It's Essential Pittsburgh, and we are talking by phone with Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey, who is en route to Harrisburg. Polls show 90% of Americans support background checks. Why is there such a disconnect between what the American public clearly indicates that it wants and the way the Senate is going and the way the Senate is voting on gun control measures?
Yeah, well, it's true. I think a big majority of people do support the idea of background checks to make sure that criminals and dangerously mentally ill people cannot easily and readily obtain weapons. And I think it's also clear that it's not an infringement on the Second Amendment. It's, arguably the most conservative Supreme Court justice in America, Justice Scalia, in the Heller decision, made it clear that restricting the gun purchases on the part of people who have no legal right to own guns, that's not a violation of the Second Amendment. I think some of the opposition, frankly, just comes because there's a distrust of government. There's a distrust of government in general. There's a distrust of the federal government in particular. There's a distrust of this administration. And the worry is that, on the part of some people, that this would be the first step and there would be subsequent steps that would lead to actual infringement of Second Amendment rights. So I understand that concern. I think our legislation was clearly designed to prevent the possibility of any actual erosion of Second Amendment rights, but I wasn't able to win that argument with my colleagues, at least not with enough to get the 60 votes.
And clearly there's a lot of pressure being put upon the senators by the NRA, by the gun lobby, by people who are worried about having guns taken away from them. And yet there's so much overwhelming support among the American public for gun control measures. What is it that those in the Senate, unlike yourself, are not hearing?
Well, you know, we all heard quite a lot from people who are opposed to, you know, my legislation. I will tell you that it was quite controversial, and our phone lines were lit up, and our email inboxes were flooded. Now, we were hearing from people on both sides of the issue, people who supported what I was trying to do, and as well as people who were opposed. But it's quite possible that many of my colleagues were hearing mostly from people who were opposed. Sometimes the people you hear from are not necessarily representative of the broader public sentiment.
Were you surprised by some of the criticism that you received for the stance that you took on this issue and for the legislation you proposed?
Well, I was a little surprised and certainly disappointed by any mischaracterizations of the legislation. And, you know, I'm personally a strong Second Amendment supporter. I believe the Second Amendment is a very important and very legitimate right that we have, and it's important that it is enshrined in the Constitution. People can disagree about the policy, but I don't think there's any question that what I was proposing is perfectly consistent with the Constitution.
So, in other words, the information that was out there the idea that the country will be disarmed by this legislation was actually misinformation.
Well, certainly anybody suggesting that would be wildly inaccurate. That would be just a gross mischaracterization, that to think that anyone was going to be disarmed. I mean, as I said, we had very, very strict criminal penalties against any federal government employee who would even attempt to create a registry. The idea of disarming the American public is so far outside of the mainstream that was never a possibility in my view.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. We're talking with Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Pennsylvania's new Attorney General Kathleen Kane applauded your courage, Senator, and leadership, and for putting politics aside. So you certainly have your supporters and admirers for the stand that you took and what you proposed.
Well, I know Attorney General Kane said some very kind things about me, and I appreciate that very much. As I said, we heard from thousands of Pennsylvanians, and many were in opposition to this. Many were very supportive of this as well. So we heard a very wide range of opinions.
So is this gun control effort over, or is it just round one?
Well, I have to tell you, when the Senate votes and speaks fairly clearly about something, I mean, we came up 5 votes short. It's hard for me to see how that's going to change any time in the near future. I think that the Senate has spoken. I'm sure there might be other attempts to revive this idea, but frankly, I don't think the prospects are very good since we've had a vote, and the outcome is known.
What would you like to see happen from here? What efforts might you still undertake?
Well, to be very candid with you, I'm going to spend a lot of my time refocusing on the areas that I've always been focused on. Generating economic growth and having a sustainable fiscal policy, which we don't have in Washington now. If any of the folks that voted no on my legislation indicated that they had changed their mind or had some second thoughts, then we could revisit this. And by all means, I'm going to stand by the legislation that I developed with Joe Manchin. I think it's very good legislation. I think it's common sense. I think we did the job well. But as I say, there are a number of important priorities, and you know, sometimes you have to move on.
Before we let you go, Senator Toomey, I wanted to get your thoughts about the situation in Boston this week, starting on Monday with the bombing at the Boston Marathon, the two bombs, the tragedy that and loss of life that resulted from that, and, of course, the numerous injuries. As you watch this unfold, what are your thoughts about the developing situation here?
Well, you know, it's probably the same mix of thoughts that any American feels, horror and revulsion of what actually happened, and then a whole lot of questions about who's responsible. I have obviously been following the news. I don't have any information beyond what's available in the media. I'm sure we'll get a detailed briefing next week, and I'm looking forward to that. But there's just a lot of questions about exactly who did this, why did they do it, how were they able to, are they part of a broader network, or is it just two isolated individuals? Just a lot of questions that we need to get to the bottom of, and just a horrible, horrible day that this could have happened.
What conversations do you imagine place in the Senate how to prevent this kind of thing from happening?
Well, first we've got to better understand how it did happen, you know, before we can have a sensible conversation about whether there's ways to prevent it from happening. And I just don't know whether or not there are. You know, a determined psychopathic person is going to be able to wreak some harm if they're sufficiently determined. But as we learn more about it, I certainly hope we'll find ways to better ways to identify these people in advance of any attacks so that we can prevent them from happening.
Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey joining us by phone. Senator Toomey, we thank you for taking time out of your busy day to be with us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Paul, thanks very much for having me.
Coming up, we'll look at the history of black mayoral candidates in Pittsburgh when Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.